So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamakadash Isha Obita or Isha Ba'achaisaka Achas, Ein Mokadashis. If a person simultaneously gave kedushin to both a woman and her daughter, or to two sisters, as Rashi explains, he stated, Harishtechem Mokadashis li, both of you are Mokadashis to me, neither kedushin is effective. Umaisa Bachamish Nashim Ubehen Shte Achais. There was an incident of five women, and among them two sisters. Velikar Adam Echad Kalkala Shal Te'enim, Vishalahen Haisa, Vishal Shaviyas Haisa. A person collected a basket of their figs during Shemitah, when it's Hefker, ownerless, and now his. V'ama hari kulchem mekudashes li b'kalkala zu, v'kibla achas mehen al yedei kulan. And he stated, all of you shall become mekudashes to me through this basket, and one woman accepted the basket for all the others. V'amar chachamim ein achayis mekudashes. The chacham ruled that the kedushin for the two sisters is not effective. The Gemara explains, the pasuk states, v'isha l'achayso l'sikach litzrar. The word kicha refers to kedushin. V'zeh achar zeh. After having been mekadosh one sister, one cannot be mekadosh the second sister. The kedushin is not effective at all because she is an erva of achayis ishtoi, punishable by benichrus ha'nefashes ha'oisis mikarev. Now, bevas achas, as in the case of the Mishnah, we might have thought that one of them is mekadoshes, but we don't know which one. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that neither one is mekadoshes, even misafik. Rabbi explains misvara, that even one kedushin is not effective because kol she'eino b'zachar zeh, afal bevas achas einoi. Since one cannot take effect after the other, neither one can take effect even when done simultaneously. Therefore, none take effect. The Gemara cites a machlekes, itmar, kedushin she'ein mesurin labia. Abaya ama have a kedushin, Rav ama lo have a kedushin. In a case of a kedushin in which the marriage cannot be consummated, such as kiddush achas m'shtei achoyes, a person who gave kedushin to one of two sisters and did not specify, cannot marry even one of them, because each woman is possibly achoyes ishtei. Abaya holds the kedushin does take effect, and each woman requires a get misafik. Rava holds the kedushin does not take effect at all, because the pasuk states ki yikach ish ishu bala. The word kicha refers to kedushin of kesef, and the word ubala teaches kedushin of mesurin labia have a kedushin. If the kedushin kesef can lead to a marriage, the kedushin is effective. However, kedushin she'ein mesurin labia lo have a kedushin. If the kedushin kesef cannot lead to a marriage, the kedushin is not effective. The Gemara explains that according to Rava, this is also a reason for the Mishnah's halacha of Hamakadosh Isha Va'achaseka Achas. Both kedushins cannot take effect because they're each a kedushin she'im misurin labia because of the other sister. The Gemara asks that there's an apparent contradiction in the Mishnah. The Reisha seems to support Abaya. As a rule, Hamakadosh Isha Va'achaseka Achas einon mekudashes. Only if he was Makadosh both sisters is the kedushin not effective. But if it was Mekadosh one of two sisters, but did not specify, the kedushin is effective. Apparently because kedushin she'im misurin labia have a kedushin. However, the Sefer seems to support Rava, as the Chacham ruled in the case of Chamesh Nashim, ein achayis mekudashes, only the two sisters are not mekudashes, hanachriyas mekudashes, but the other three women are mekudashes. Now, what are the circumstances of this kedushin? It cannot be that he stated all of you are Mekadoshes to me, because then all of the Kedushins would not be effective, because he does not want the Kedushin of the three women without the Kedushin of the two sisters. As in the case of one who specified that both a person and a donkey should acquire an item, the person does not acquire because the donkey cannot acquire. Therefore, it must be the Amalahu Achas Mikem, the Ketani Ein Achayis Mekadoshes. As Rashi later explains, he stated, Kulchem va'achas mikem. All you three and one of the two sisters shall become mekudashes to me. The kedushin for the three women is effective, regardless of the sisters. But the kedushin of the two sisters are not effective, apparently because kedushin she'im misurin labia lo have a kedushin. The Gemara answers, Abaye mitaretz l'tamei, Rava mitaretz l'tamei. The Mishnah can be understood according to both Abaye and Rava. According to Abaye, the Reisha is simple. Mekadosh isha v'achayisek ha'achas einu mekudashes, because kol she'einu b'zachar zeh, afal b'vas ha'achas einoi. Ho'achas me'isha v'achayisek mekudashes, because kedushin she'im misurin labia have a kedushin. And the Sefer refers to a case of v'im amar haru'uyi labia tiskadosh li. He specified that only a woman whose marriage can be consummated shall become mekudashes to me, in which ein achayis mekudashes, both sisters are not mekudashes, because their kedushin is not ro'u labia. According to Rava, in the Reisha, Hamakadosh Isha Ba'achaseh Ka'achas includes Achas Me'isha Ba'achaseh. And in the Sefer, Kulchem Mekudashes includes Kulchem Va'achas Mishtei Achayis, And in all these cases, in achayis mekudash is because kedushin she'im misrin labia la have a kedushin. The Gemara proceeds to cite several mishnayos which deal with the cases of achas mishtei achayis, and they rule that a get misafik is required, which seems to support abaya that kedushin she'im misrin labia have a kedushin. The Gemara explains that Rava will answer hachamayaskina kesha hukru ula b'soif nisarvo. In those cases, it was known at the time of kedushin which daughter was mekudashes, and it was misrin labia. And only later he forgot which one, therefore they require a get misafik. The Gemara in the next daf brings a final proof to Abaya from the following brisa. Tashma de tani tivyumi, lezecha mishabanim lezecha mishabanis, v'amar achas mibnisech mekudeshes le'echad mibanai. If one person had five sons, and the second person had five daughters, and the boy's father gave the girl's father kedushin and stated, one of your daughters shall become mekudeshes to one of my sons. And as Rashi explains, k'gain she'asu'u shliach, all the sons had appointed their father as a shliach for kedushin. Ka'achas va'achas tzricha chamisha gittin. Each girl requires five gittin, a get from each son. Because en yidua eizim niskacha, ume eizim hem niskacha. We do not know which girl became mekudeshes, and we do not know which son gave the kedushin. Meis echad mehem, ka'achas va'achas tzricha arba gittin, v'chalitza me'achad mehen. If one of the sons died, each girl requires four gittin, a get from each surviving son, and they each require chalitza from one son, because Shema Arusa Samesi, perhaps she was betrothed to the deceased. Apparently, the kedushin for one girl was effective, even though it was a kedushin she'im misrin labia, as each girl is forbidden through the possible kedushin of achaisa. And we cannot answer kishuhuk l'b'seif nisarvu, because the brisa clearly sets the scenario as achas mibnoisayach mekudeshes la'acha mibanai. It was never specified. If the Gemara concludes, to Yufta Rava's opinion is refuted. This is one of the six cases where we rule like Abaya rather than Rava.